This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Mayor Renner, Bloomington Alderman voted last night to extend a moratorium on new video gambling terminals to September 1st. The date was chosen because it's after the scheduled end of the legislative session in Springfield, so Alderman might have clarity whether sports betting and recreational marijuana will be legalized statewide. What did you think of this?
I was not in favor of extending a moratorium at the beginning, you know, until September 1st. I think I could have lived with the 39-day extension that was initially proposed. This was something that came up. Alderman Bray brought this up at the meeting last night. That's the first time I had heard of it. I did speak with her afterwards, and we had a very nice conversation. I do understand where she's coming from, and I mostly agree with some of what she's saying. I don't know that the six-month moratorium is the way I would have gone. That's something that I have to decide and think about over the next several days. And certainly the nature of a moratorium is such that the first question I want to ask is, what have we accomplished over the last year of the moratorium, and what do we hope to accomplish over the next half year of the moratorium? That does have an impact on businesses. That does have an impact on nonprofits. The Knights of Columbus feel like they've kind of been caught through the cracks. There are several sales of properties that are being held up, and expansion of businesses that are being held up, frankly, because of video gaming. I wish the state had not prohibited or had prohibited them. I'm not a gambler. Probably that's only relevant if I were a gambler, but I'm not. I don't really like them, but they're here and they are related to economic development. So it has to be my concern.
So your concern is that it's retarding business transactions.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
You have to decide what, whether you're going to veto it or
whether I would sign this or not. Or whether or not to, and by vetoing something, that doesn't, that usually means you just come back to the table for another conversation. Do we, instead of September 1st, do we settle on July 1st? Do we maybe allow for one or two nonprofits as exceptions to that moratorium? Even if I did veto it, it would mean that we come back to the table. It doesn't mean that the moratorium would not continue. I don't think there's any question. The moratorium will continue. The question is how long. Is 6 months a reasonable time period? And that's what I have to think about over the next few days. Again, I didn't hear about this until last night, so I'm still processing.
You're casting this as something of a just another step in the negotiating process or the discourse and the debate, but a veto is actually a pretty big deal.
It is a pretty big deal, and it's not unusual for mayors who have vetoes to exercise vetoes, and it's certainly not unusual for
you
them.
You haven't done that a lot.
Essentially with a budget and with a kind of a pocket veto with a state project that I thought was not appropriate.
So it is a big deal.
But it can be something small, and I think this is compared to those things. I think this is small, but it is a stage in the policy process, and that is you have a policy proposal. It goes through city council. In this case, it was a proposal that a alderperson put forward, and that alderwoman put it forward. It passed 5-4, and actually a stronger version of it passed 5-4, and then there's the question, does the mayor sign it? And I've got it because I didn't know about this even 24 hours ago. So I have to sit back and think about whether, you know, what do I do? And is there an acceptable compromise? And that's part of the policy process.
Do you think the addition of sports betting and recreational marijuana should really matter on whether there are video gambling machines in Bloomington?
Maybe the sports betting. I don't quite see how medical marijuana would. Because I don't believe that we would, if we don't allow smoking of tobacco in public, I don't know why we would allow smoking of marijuana in public. But and then if there seemed to be that inclination statewide, presumably we as a home rule jurisdiction could prohibit that. So I don't quite see the connection there. I've got an open mind, though. If there's a connection that I'm missing between medical marijuana and video poker, Not medical marijuana, but legalized marijuana,
right,
and video poker, I'm very willing to hear it.
Alderman Karen Schmidt raised an interesting point. I see businesses left in limbo, and that makes me uncomfortable, she said. She voted against extending the moratorium, though it passed.
And I agree with that, exactly, leaving businesses in limbo.
Okay. The city is also kicking around a $500 fee on video gambling machines. That would generate around $125,000 in new revenue. Do you think that should happen?
Absolutely. I've been a supporter of it. You know, we're one of the only cities in downstate and the only metro city in downstate not to have some sort of fee for video poker machines. So I'm absolutely in favor of that. And possibly, especially if it were earmarked for some capital project and that we knew that we had that money that we would, it won't quite, for example, pay for an O'Neill Park pool, but as was pointed out last night, but it certainly can help.
That's Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. Thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Thank you, Charlie.
I'm Charlie Schlenker. The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular council meetings. Next week, we'll hear from Normal Mayor Chris Coos.